And now a commentary from the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
The U.S. Supreme Court may have taken away a fundamental human right that had been enshrined in our national constitutional infrastructure for half a century by reversing Roe v. Wade earlier this year. But as last week's elections made clear, that right is not something most Americans are prepared to surrender. All across the nation, supporters of reproductive freedom came out in strong numbers, both to blunt a long-anticipated Republican wave and, in several states where referenda were on the ballot, to stand up directly for abortion rights. Voters in California, Kentucky, Michigan, Montana, and Vermont all voted to support abortion access or boost reproductive rights. Kansas voters did the same thing earlier this year, when nearly 60% voted to keep abortion protected under the state's constitution. The bottom line, while North Carolina is not a state in which voters can place initiatives on the ballot, if they could, there's little doubt that we would see a similar result. State lawmakers should respect this truth and leave this basic right alone when they convene a new General Assembly in January. For NC Policy Watch, I'm Rob Schofield.